This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations Security Council Monday demanded an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The United States abstained from the UN Security Council's vote. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, expressed her thoughts on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
A ceasefire can begin immediately with the release of the first hostage. And so we must put pressure on Hamas to do just that.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the failure of the U.S. to veto the resolution was a clear retreat from its previous position. Following the UN vote, Netanyahu canceled a visit to Washington by a high-level delegation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The U.S. continues to back Ukraine's denial that it had any involvement in the weekend's concert hall attack in Russia after Russia called the attackers radical Islamists but continued to blame Ukraine. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Russia's president is changing his description of the suspects. Russian President Vladimir Putin now says the gunmen, who killed at least 139 people, are radical Islamists. But he repeated his accusation Ukraine may have somehow played a role, suggesting Ukraine was their customer. The Islamic State group's Afghanistan unit claimed responsibility for the attack, and the U.S. and France say they have evidence to back that up. As cleanup continues at the site, authorities say about 75 of the victims have been identified, three of them children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA News. Japan's cabinet has approved a plan to sell future next-generation fighter jets that it's developing with Britain and Italy to other countries. Tuesday's announcement was a latest move away from the country's post-war pacifist principles. Contentious decision to allow international arms sales is expected to help secure Japan's role in the joint fighter jet project. It's also part of a move to build up the Japanese arms industry and bolster its role in global security. The cabinet on Tuesday also endorsed a revision to Japan's arms equipment and technology transfer guidelines to allow co-produced lethal weapons to be sold to countries other than the partners. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the largest ever U.S. investment to decarbonize domestic industry to fight climate change.
The Biden administration has announced $6 billion for projects that will cut emissions from the industrial sector, which is responsible for about 25% of the nation's emissions. It's been difficult for the industrial sector to decarbonize because of its energy-intense, large-scale operations, such as iron, aluminum, food and beverage, concrete, and cement facilities. The funding is coming from the Inflation Reduction Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says the technologies being funded will set a new gold standard for clean manufacturing in the U.S. and worldwide. The White House says the goal is to eliminate 14 million metric tons of pollution each year. That's equivalent to about 3 million cars off the road. Donna Warder, Washington.
It appears that Senegal's presidential elections have been decided. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Opposition leader Bassirou Diomaye Faye has won Senegal's presidential election, according to provisional results released on Monday. That confirms what many of Faye's supporters had already been celebrating, as results began trickling in on Sunday evening. It's hoped that the vote will bring stability and an economic boost after 3 years of the unprecedented political turmoil. As for Faye, he owes much of his success to the backing of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko, who was barred from running due to a defamation conviction. The two had campaigned together under the slogan Diomaye is Sonko and have promised to tackle corruption and prioritize national economic interests.
Reuters' David Doyle. A New York judge has scheduled former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial to begin April 15th. The judge made the ruling Monday. Judge earlier had scolded the ex-president's lawyers as he weighed when to reschedule the trial after a last-minute document dump caused a postponement of the original date. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.